With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
The views and opinions expressed in the Golden Boot Podcast are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of the Golden Boot Podcast as a whole.
Y'all ready to get rolling? Quiet on the set. Hey, welcome back. Another hot episode of HBCUI. It's your boy Pooh Bear. Got my man Ant Petty Murphy in the building. What's good, my boy?
What up with it, bro?
All right. Hey, real quick, who you got in the debate tonight? I'm just playing.
I'm just glad we're doing the show, so I have an excuse not to watch this.
Man, shout out to the Lakers with their fine draft pick.
Out the connect was a hell of a pick.
Exactly. But shout out to them, man. LeBron doing something that I'm gonna be honest with you. I know people gonna joke, and I know you've been joking. That is, like, you know what I'm saying, big though, you know.
No, it's dope though, bro. I know I've been getting my jokes off about it or whatever, but it is dope though that he get the opportunity to play with his son, man. Never been done in NBA history. Mm-hmm. I know it's been done in baseball. I can't recall it being done in football. But
I doubt it. It almost happened. Frank Gore almost was there long enough to play with Frank Gore Jr. So,
but just the longevity and just the fact that you got a son who's capable, good enough to play in the NBA, and you get that opportunity—that's dope.
Yeah,
it's funny how they strong-armed it into happening, though. You know what I mean? Threatening to go to Australia and all that other stuff. It's funny to me how it happened, but it is dope that it did happen.
Yeah. Just programming note, I know we put it out on Twitter. We were supposed to have Southern on with us tonight. Due to unfortunate events, we're going to have to reschedule. And I was looking at the schedule, man. It's kind of scary. Might have to put Southern on with Jackson State.
Gotta do
what you gotta do. It's either put them on with Jackson State or put them on with Grambling and Bethune Cookman.
Jackson State it is.
There you go. Cause I ain't finna have no Bayou Classic rumble in the jungle up in here. You know how y'all get down in Louisiana.
Anyway.
Yeah. But do want to say give a shout out to everybody watching. Thank you for watching. You could be anywhere in the world. Cheer with us, and we appreciate that. Do us a favor. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share. Tell a friend. Tell your cousin. Tell your baby mama. Tell the other one. Hey, don't act like it don't happen. But yeah, Will said, put them on with JSU. I want that mess. What up, Jay? JW. That's my fam now, man. Hey, Jay, hit me up. Today or tonight, probably tomorrow. Hit me up tomorrow. We got to talk about something. Might need to come come take pictures at the media day. But we'll see. But we got a special guest with us tonight. Returning, the guys from ONG. I already told Kel before the show, Brian back there listening, so I'm going to say it now. I don't know. Y'all can flip a coin. Who lying tonight? Who gonna keep it real? Who going to lie? Y'all can flip a coin, decide. If I hear anything about 10, 11 wins, you're lying. Everybody done said that already. No, all good, man. I'm looking forward to this one. Man, here we go. I got some questions. We're going to have to get some questions answered. We're going to have some housekeeping, fellas, before we get started. But here we go, man. We give a shout out to our sponsors over at BetOnline. BetOnline.ag. We'll be back in 1 minute.
BetOnline.ag is your number one source for all your sports information, stats, news, and scores. Get the latest odds, lines, and player injury reports for this year's NBA and NHL playoffs. BetOnline is always your sports information headquarters. This season, we have you covered for all your sports wagering needs. We have everything from NBA, NFL, MLB, and NHL to golf, tennis, UFC, and boxing. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info, including live betting options and your favorite casino and card games that you can play right from your home. Head on over to betonline.ag today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Be sure to use the promo code BLEAV to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
All right, we got joining us again from ONG Strike Zone. We got Mr. Kevin. This is Rick Ross' cousin, Rose. Mr. Kevin in the building with us. And, of course, we got Coach B, Mr. Brian Fulford. Thank you, fellas, for joining us again. We appreciate y'all for coming on, man. How y'all doing?
Doing well, man. Thank y'all guys for having us on again.
Doing all right. Doing well. I see Kelvin got the memo. A nice shirt, Kelvin. I see he got the black on today. He got the memo.
Hold on. Hold on.
I'm slipping.
I got it. Go ahead.
I hear that at the same time. Yeah. My daughter's over here texting me, asking me for money and stuff, man.
I understand. I definitely understand. That starts early. Right. Yeah. Fellas, appreciate y'all for coming on. Like I said, I don't know how we're gonna do it. Everybody we had on it, we did this last year. Everybody was kind of humble. I guess everybody said forget that this year. I done heard all kind of numbers.
They're gonna have to play good cop, bad cop or something, you know. Somebody gonna have to
I don't know, man. The way fam, you've been doing things lately, both of them will be bad cop.
you want to shoot me in the pinky toe?
All right.
But fellas, man, listen. Last year, y'all came on. Joking about the self-inflicted. I don't even know. We can spin the wheel and get going tonight. It's funny because all the jokes and stuff have been, you know, saying aimed at FAMU, but FAMU has won baseball. They won football. They won tennis, golf. You know, so it's you know, y'all are producing. It ain't stopped the jokes, but. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are producing. I don't know if y'all want to say something to, you know, saying set the tone early, tell everybody to be quiet, shut up, or what? I don't know.
I let Kelvin do that.
Well, you know, I mean, when you on top, people talk about people on top. So I consider it as a compliment. That's why I got one of my national championship shirts on. I got the 2023 medallion. Football, you know. So I mean, let them talk. We're gonna give them some more. We're gonna give you some more to talk about.
All right. Well, let's go back. Obviously, 2023 was a good year for y'all in football. Y'all kind of silenced some doubters and got over the hump in some ways and went and handled some business. And overcame some demons and some senses and won the Celebration Bowl. Then your coach leaves, and then a lot of jokes started coming. What's fam you gonna do now? They can't. Oh, it's over with now. Willie gone, this, that, and other. What's the, as for the fan base and for the alumni and everybody, what's the confidence level in the new coach and that he gonna come in and keep that thing rolling?
I think it's high. I think it's high. You know, because it is somebody who comes within the program. And I believe half of the staff, I don't know the total number, but I believe half, maybe a little over half, they were in the program last year. So they are men that Coach Simmons recruited, brought in. So it's no coincidence when we talk to a few of them, we've been fortunate enough to talk to a few over the last couple months. You hear a lot of the same things that Coach Simmons established: the importance of communication, the importance of everybody being on the same page. And then when, and that carries down to the student athletes. And when we talk to the student athletes, even with so many transfers coming in, there's still a positive, strong core, very similar to the year before and the year before that, that is they understand what it's going to take. They understand that the bonding and the teamwork has to be there. The sacrificing for each other has to happen. They understand there's a process. I haven't said this anywhere, but I think this is a good thing when you have new coach, new quarterback, but the same system is in place. And so when we talk about reload, that's what a reload should be. The culture is in place. Now all we're doing is just adding in some new pieces. And so it gives confidence to the guys, the returning all SWAT players, like a Kendall Bowler, a Kelvin Dean, you know, those guys, Ashton Grable, Kobe Gross, you know, guys who you're going to hear their name talk about a lot of this. They're leaders that have stepped up, and they're the ones that are setting the table for it. So I think the confidence is really high. And that's internally, and I get on the outside, everybody's going to see it differently, but internally, I think the confidence is really high.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're A&T. We're going to try to do something a little bit different than A&T.
You muted, bro.
Oh, me?
No,
Cooper. No, my bad. I said, y'all going to the CAA? OVC, I got it. Going to the OVC. I know it started off and I talked about it, the whole coaching search. How that started off, it was, you know, it was rocky. Then you move on down the line, you have a coach, you see a mass exodus, I guess you could see, but then you see a lot of players come back. You still bring in a lot of players. You guys say you're confident and stuff. What is the realistic expectation? Not looking for a number right now. We're going to get there. We're going to go down the list. But what is the is it kind of, hey, championship, we back in the championship, or is it kind of like, I think we still competing?
Run it back. Run it back. I mean, it is championship or bust. And the reason why the confidence is there is because the pieces are there. The foundation is there. You look at our offensive line and tight end position. We're returning about 13 offensive linemen, four who started. We're returning two out of the three tight ends. You know, of course, at running back, we're returning, you know, the Celebration Bowl MVP. Plus, you know, we still have a lot of guys who are grad students. These are experienced players who played a lot of games, played more than last year. So we look at that. Then you look on the defensive side, you got the Kendall Bowlers of the world. You still got Battle and James Ash, who's a grad student up front. You got Allen Smith, who had transferred in from Louisville, who played a lot last year, part-time starter. So we feel good in how we recruited, what we have returning, and then what we brought in. And the key to all that is two things, I think. We have team leadership, players, good senior leadership, and then we have some continuity within the coaching staff. If you look at most of the staffs that have left, the swagging.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
They're starting over. They're new staff, new systems. Our system is the same offensive and defensively. What we have to figure out is how all the pieces fit and people getting used to new roles. Head coach versus being associate head coach. D-line coach versus being now the defense coordinator. Offensive coordinator, you was there, but you weren't calling the plays on game day. So there's reason for other people to lick their chops because we do have questions. But we also have talent. And a lot of it.
Yeah. So, obviously, one of the biggest losses for y'all was the signal caller, Musa. Y'all got some transfers in, but do y'all have the guy? Or is it still up in the air? Who is it going to be?
I think it's a two-man race, two-man battle. Going into camp, and I think what shouldn't be lost on people, when we were in the Billy Joe era, which was one of the golden eras of FAMU football, Coach Joe would often have quarterback battles at the beginning of the year, and to the point where it wouldn't be until maybe game three or four before you knew who the quarterback was going to be for the rest of the season. He gave one quarterback one game, gave the next quarterback game two, and based on the evaluation, we knew by game three or four, one of our most successful years, and Kelvin, correct me if I'm wrong, I think at a 98 year, that was Pat Bonner. That was a Black College National Championship team. We put up all kinds of numbers in the MEAC that year. Pat Bonner was that was a three quarterback race, if I'm not mistaken. And I think the quarterback in week two put up some ridiculous numbers on Norfolk State, and he didn't even become the starter. It was Pat Bonner in week three who actually had a higher completion percentage. I don't know if he threw as many touchdowns because we wiped the floor with Norfolk State in that second week. But, so it just goes to show back then, we're not strangers to quarterback battles, and I'm telling you now, I won't be surprised to see both quarterbacks in week one. I don't know if I'm not speaking to say whether Coach Cozy is going to do something like that where he starts one against Norfolk State and the other against South Carolina State. I wouldn't recommend that. But I think both quarterbacks will see playing time in week one, and I think we'll know the starter going into week two, or I guess it is officially called week one, against South Carolina State. That's just my guess or projection. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. This year, you guys don't start in the Orange Blossom Classic. You start in the Miac Swag Challenge. Face two old old foes though. Yeah, from the Miac. But what is it? How does it feel not to necessarily have to risk basically the entire SWAC season in week one?
Well, I was not a fan of playing Jackson State a conference game on the east side that really was for the Marbles the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. You lost that whoever lost that game or whoever won that game won a SWAC, period. So mm-hmm. I enjoyed playing in the game, but I didn't enjoy playing Jackson State in that game because it was too early of a matchup. So but that being said, FAMU, we've used to playing a lot of teams. We take on all comers. We've been playing money beat down games as long as I can remember. We've always played up, whether we had talent or not. So we fear no one. We're used to playing the tough games. We got a history with all the blue bloods in pretty much HBCU football: South Carolina State, Tennessee State, Grambling. And Southern particularly, and believe it or not, Jackson State is the one blue blood we have the least history with. We played the least out of all those teams. Mm-hmm. But we have a tough schedule. That's mm-hmm. that's something else that's different from last year. We've got two MIAC teams and then two FBS teams out of conference. So yeah. We don't have no California Christian Church jailbirds and all that.
and add to that our two toughest games are the two other contenders in the East are their road games for us, you know, mm-hmm. Having to go to Jackson State and then having to go to Alabama State. So mm-hmm. that adds to the intrigue of the schedule as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It's early. I ain't ready to go to the.
You got a rematch of the. Well, yeah, we'll go to the schedule later.
Yeah, I ain't ready to go there yet. I ain't ready to go there yet.
Go ahead, boo.
Yeah, no, go ahead, go ahead. I'm just looking because I'm still trying to figure out who's gonna be lying to us tonight. But go ahead.
Hey, they're both trying to keep their cars close to the vest. I'm noticing, man. But what y'all? Obviously, y'all returned one of the best players in the SWAC on defense and Bowler. But I know y'all, every year you lose pieces, transfer portal, this, that, and the other. But who are some guys on defense that y'all are going to be kind of relying on and that we need to keep our eye on for that defense?
Well, I'll say our defensive secondary is going to probably be the strength early.
Yeah,
we have Deco Wilson, who played safety, had an interception in the Celebration Bowl back there. We still got we got a guy who didn't play as much last year, but he showed flashes. And in the spring game, he was a terror. And then Coach mentioned, the defense coordinator mentioned him last night, Chase Lloyd, who's very active kid. I think you'll probably see a lot from him. I'm expecting big things from Battles and Allen Smith, who played last year. Spot started, but now that Dunn is gone,
yeah.
And on the other side, say he's gone to UCLA. So those two guys will have a lot of opportunity at the end. And everybody worried about the quarterback position, but not me, because we lay our head on the dark cloud defense. So I'm very interested early to see, you know, how those new pieces with, or pieces with more prominent role play with the opportunity they have. We also lost both middle linebackers. So we got to see how those guys, we have some guys who are new. We brought in some talent. Then we got one or two guys such as Eric Horn, who transferred from Iowa State 2 years ago. So he's been a part of the program. He has all the size and the talent. He had some injury issues this first year and got banged up a little bit last year. But, you know, so we just got to see everything come together. But, you know, you expect a Kelvin and a tight end position to be very productive. They're all champions. They were there last year. They started last year. So we're going to have to lay our head on probably – oh, by the way, we have two All-American kickers, a punter and a kicker coming back too, grad students. So we probably want to control the line of scrimmage, control field position, and rely on our defense early and let those quarterbacks kind of work their way out.
I know y'all mentioned that the culture's there, the system's there. Do we see FAMU – I mean, with a new quarterback, do we see FAMU lean a little bit more on the run, or should we expect air that thing out?
I think a little. Look, okay, so if we go with, and this is the best way I can answer this. Coach Joe Henry, offensive line coach for the last few years. Now he has also been the co-offensive coordinator, but we all know Coach Simmons is the one who calls the plays. Okay. Now that responsibility falls under Coach Henry. And if you believe or buy into this thought that he's the offensive line coach, what is every offensive line coach that I know and have met, they want to see their guys punish the defensive line and run the ball. The zones, we call them the zone six. That's the running back group. They want to see those guys eat, and the offensive line wants to eat and set up the pass. So I'm going to presume that we will see more running. But I think given the talent that we have, we've got some talented tight ends. The receivers are always going to be talented at FAMU. And I think we do have a couple of quarterbacks who can get the ball out. So if I don't think it's going to be any kind of 60-40, but it may be a 52-53 run to 48-47 pass, which is, let me see. What was it? We were that a couple of years ago, maybe two or three seasons ago, when we had a nearly 1,000-yard rusher and nearly ran for 2,000 yards as an entire team. That's where we shaded more towards the run at about a 52-48 percentage. So I think the last 2 years has been, you know, the other way. But I'm gonna side on this on us being a little more of a run-oriented team while we're healthy and go from there and see what happens.
How much of your offensive line is returning?
I know at least four starters. Four. And that's four that started last year, plus I believe one or two starters from a season ago. So there's at least among the 13 total, Kelvin said what the number was 13 total returners. There's at least about six that have starting experience over the last two seasons.
Yeah,
I think that's a positive sign.
Yeah, especially for if you got quarterback situation and you can want to lean on their run game, got an experienced offensive line like that, lean on them and bring your quarterback along slowly so they don't have to do too much. That's exactly what I would do.
Yeah, and just like what Will just said, when you have multiple running backs who are good, who are quality, it's anybody's day. I mean, you know, you, and that's what you want. You want to have options. You know, you want to be, you know, so that nobody gets too tired, but you're getting maximum production from whomever touches the ball. And, you know, we'll have some speed guys. We'll have some power guys. We'll have some guys who can catch the ball out of the backfield. I think we're a real versatile group. And so we, you know, I think the depth is there, and we just, you know, we stay healthy. It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, and I'll just add, we lost three guys, I think, on the offensive line, but we bringing in two guys who got hurt, right? So Cesar Reyes, who transferred from South Florida 2 years ago, he started against North Carolina and got hurt right away. Mike Marshall, who was a starter last year for us, the first two or three games of the season, he got hurt, and we lost him for the season. So both of those guys are back, along with the three or four starters that we were talking about on the offensive line, along with those two tight ends. And to whether our run pass ratio, well, if you look at our offensive line returning, the offensive line that we brought in, we must have about five guys who are 6'6" to 6'8" on that offensive line and in 300-pound range. Our tight ends, we got a 6'8" tight end that we brought in to go with the 2'6", 3'6", 4" tight ends we already had. So and the transfer from Pittsburgh tight end. So if you look at how Coach Henry is building the team, obviously on short yardage and as well as goal line, not going to be running bubble screens. That's one thing I think will be different with this play calling. And to remind you, we have a defensive head coach, not an offensive head coach now.
That's important. Yeah, that's definitely important.
That's a great point. Yep.
Yeah. Last year, Kevin, we were at the Alabama A&M game. It's funny because before the show, Dylan, my son, came in. He saw who was on. He said, "Damn you!" I said, "Yeah." He said, "That's that team that whooped Alabama A&M." So yeah, it is. But one of the things that stood out last year was special teams. Special teams was phenomenal. In the A&M game itself, a block punt, well, two block punts. That pretty much was almost the difference in the game by itself. What do you guys look? I know you said that you got your kicker and your punter both coming back. What about as far as like return guys and stuff like that? I know it's not necessarily the same guys, but what about the experience you got?
So we have all our long snappers back too, both for punts and field goals. So that unit, that kicking unit, is totally intact. Now the returners will have to replace. But you know, we have Jamari Gassett, the wide receiver, coming back. He did do some returning last year. And we're FAMU. We've got a lot of skill guys with a lot of speed, so you know, we rarely worry about our skills, right? We worry more about depth and talent. We got the same special teams coach, former UAPB head coach Doc Gambles is leading that group again. So, you know, we got some experience. We got some swag experience. We coming off a championship. And, you know, in terms of special teams, we really have everything. We have no excuses. Let's put it that way.
So I'm assuming y'all will expect to be back in Atlanta then.
Absolutely.
My reservations have already been made. I've already made my reservations.
Both of them, man. Both of them lying. All right. No, I do want to talk about that. Expectations. Y'all dominated last year, for lack of a better word. I mean, there were some close games and stuff, but there was never really kind of a doubt. With that said, coming into the season, you know, although, you know, you lost your head coach, and you know, a couple players, nobody's even considering FAMU even running it back.
Who's not considering us running it back?
But I say
the general public.
General consensus is they're naming other teams. They throwing dirt on the grade.
I seen Alabama State. It seems to be the trendy pick. You know what I mean?
To win
the East. I've seen, you know, Prairie View. I've seen a couple different teams. People saying it's going to be the swag representation in the celebration bowl. But I haven't really seen anybody mention the FAMU.
Love it. Love it. That's great. Go ahead. Just give us just
bulletin board material.
Add more motivation to the fire pile. That's fine.
So I'll back my way into my response to that. I'm looking at, let's start with the SWAC East specifically, because that's the only way we can make it back. You've got a lot of teams that are bringing in new quarterbacks or quarterbacks in different positions. You mentioned Alabama State. Their defense is not the same. Their back end of their defense is not the same. They don't have Bubba in the middle. They lost Keyshawn Johnson on the outside. They lost the running back in the backfield. So, just like FAMU, there's some unknowns. There's some weaknesses. Yeah. I will say, schedule-wise, we've got to play them in Jackson State on the road. So, that is something that, you know, I don't think it intimidates FAMU and FAMU players. As a matter of fact, Kevin Dean was on the show last night, and them the two games he mentioned he's most excited about this year, going into those kind of atmospheres. So we playing a lot of big games. So that don't move us. But I can understand people not predicting us, you know, to be the clear favorite, because, I mean, we have holes. Mm-hmm. We got a new coach. We don't have Coach Simmons. So I get it. I have no issues with that.
Yeah, it's to be expected. It's all good, you know. I'll be curious to see at SWAC Media Day
the media
how many first place votes we get. You know, because I think what's trendy when people are making those predictions is people will always start with the quarterbacks and returning coaches. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Jackson State is one of the few, if maybe the only program that has a returning coach and returning quarterback from the end of last year, right?
And Alabama A&M is the only other one I can think of, and they rotated quarterbacks.
Yeah, they rotated quarterbacks. Okay, so Alabama A&M is there. And then, of course, the Alabama State thing, you know, we understand the quarterback that they have, you know, 2 years ago was coming in hot. You know, I won't be surprised if he's voted the preseason offensive player of the year, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, talent alone gets you so far.
Yeah.
Talent alone gets you so far. And yes, he may be a talented quarterback, but, you know, everything else around him has to be working right.
Correct.
That's fine. That's fine. Predict us to be third, please.
Hey, let me just say this last thing. So everybody has potential in the East, right? Bethune-Cookman recruited well, so there's potential there. Jackson State, potential there. Alabama State, potential there. Alabama A&M, because they brought in so many guys last year, and they seem to have retained some of those guys. There's potential there. FAMU, there's potential there. Potential will get you beat. We'll find out when we line up. We just don't know. Right now, we just don't know. It's really too early, too many moving parts to this thing.
Yeah. I think it's wide open, man. You know what I mean? Like you've been saying, everybody got holes, everybody got question marks, everybody got things that you could point at and say, oh, that's the reason why they can win, and that's the reason why they can't win. You know what I mean? So that's why they don't play the games on paper, man. You got to go out there between them lines and settle it.
And that's why everybody will be looking at each other's defense this year. And so when all and honestly, when I think about last season wasn't the greatest and sexiest offensive year. Okay. It wasn't. I mean, and honestly, across the SWAC, it wasn't a sexy, great offensive year, not like we've seen in previous years. Okay. But what we knew we had is we knew we had one of the nation's top defenses. And so when you have that kind of defense, like what we had, it allows that margin of imperfection. It allows you extra room, you know, that sometimes will get you beat. And there's going to be a lot of teams this year that because they don't have the same kind of defense, that margin is going to be real thin. So when your offense doesn't produce and your defense is giving up touchdowns, who's going to answer the score?
That's a good point.
You know, So.
That's good. And another thing is, like, some of these teams, they have quarterbacks, like new quarterbacks, but do they fit the system and do they fit the identity of their team? And so, like, if you asking a square peg to fit in a round hole, and that ain't always gonna work out. Whenever, like you say, when it's crunch time, and you need that quarterback to do what he does best, it might not be what the team does best or what the team is built for.
Good point.
I know y'all mentioned about, you know, speaking with the player and the two games. What game do you guys have circled on your calendar?
October 19th. I mean, I expect to have a good time at Alabama State on October 5th, but it's traveling to Jackson State. We haven't been there since some crazy Hail Mary game about 10 years. Was it 10 years ago, Kelvin? Whenever the last...
12, yeah, somewhere around that, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, just knowing that game has decided the Eastern Division over the last 3 years. I mean, the 3 years that we've been in the SWAC has come down to that game. And it'll be good to be away from a neutral site. Our guys are looking forward to going to Jackson State. Forward to it. That pleases me to hear. There's no fear and trepidation about going to the Vet. Please. I mean, even if the 100 doesn't come, that's all right. There's still going to be enough orange and green there.
They're going to be late.
Well, hey, maybe late. I don't know.
They be late all the time. What I mean, making all that noise.
Hey, the game says 3:30. I'm looking at the app. It's 3:30 Eastern. Is Jackson – Jack? Are they on Central Time in Jackson, Mississippi?
Central.
All right, so that's 2:30. So that means I got to be in the stadium by 11. I got to get my breakfast, and then I got to be at the stadium in there when they first open the doors to media or whomever at 11, right? Because I don't want to get caught in the chaos that's going on outside. I heard it's hard to get in sometimes. But, yeah, no, it that's the game I'm looking forward to. I don't know about Kelvin, but that's the one I got circled.
They came in to Alabama A&M late. Then had nerve to be bougie, be, you know, turn his shoulders out at you and stuff. When they'll be doing all that. No, just playing. They, oh man, but it was.
Whooping on them in the stands and on the field. we whooped them every which way you can be whooped.
Yeah, I made my baby quit that day too. He was like, "Dad, we got to go. They cheating." So you say October 19th. Kevin, you say the same?
If I'm being honest, yes. You know, I know they sitting there waiting on us. There's gonna be a lot of trash talking. Our Mississippi chapter president is in Jackson, and I know there's some tailgates gonna be going on. I know that there's already talk about us and some of the JSU podcasters broadcasting live from outside. So, yeah, there's I'm looking forward to that game, absolutely. Yeah. Outside of that one, the first game, because that's when I get a great feel of what we truly have.
Yeah.
All right, Nigel mentioned it. Y'all ready to look at this schedule?
Let's go.
Let's do it.
All right. Ant, you got anything else before we go down this schedule?
No, let's do it.
All right, y'all open up in the SWAC MEAC Challenge with Norfolk State. SWAC is coming off two in a row now in the SWAC MEAC Challenge?
Yeah.
Y'all take on Norfolk State August 24th. How you feel about that one?
I think it's interesting that Cameron Sapp, who's a former FAMU quarterback, could be the starter for Norfolk. He started a couple of games late in the season last year, and he looked pretty decent and got a win or two for him. So I know he's a kid from Jacksonville. I know he would feel a certain kind of way facing us. But in terms of us and against Norfolk was really young last year. I think they all had like 40 freshmen that end up lettering for them. And then they lost some of those players too. They call Atlanta Tallahassee North. So, I mean, the Rattlers going to outnumber them. You know, we're going to be feeling real good. We hadn't had a chance to celebrate our national championship because we've had all this other fiasco stuff going on. But in a way, I think that's benefited the team because, you know, they've been real focused and they focus has been not what we've done. They focus has been running back. So, yeah, that game, it may be close early, but FAMU is going to win by double digits.
Yeah, I agree. Double-digit victory. Even with the celebration or not celebration bowl, but the MEAC SWAC folks sticking us on the short side, the side that's going to be in the sun to start the.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
You know, for some reason, they put the FAMU folks on that side because they want to give a good TV appearance. So that way, when the TV camera is rolling, you can see the side. Hopefully, they're hoping that we'll fill up that side over there. And that you'll get a good television view. You know, it'll look good on TV. But little do they know that 21 holds what, 21,000? Something like that.
When they don't open the top, I think it's like 26 or somewhere around there.
Okay. So I'm predicting at least about 15,000 something Rattlers in the house. Might be 20. Get in while you get in, Norfolk State, before you lose out on them seats in the shade in that first quarter, because you won't want to stick around after the first quarter. I'm just saying.
Norfolk State don't even want to come talk about their team. I doubt that many people.
Otto, he was literally. It's crazy as it sounds. Otto Kuhn was going to be the best returning quarterback in the MEAC. He was going to have the most experience, you know, saying most production. He hadn't even, from what I heard, he hadn't shown up.
Mm.
So
that's telling.
Yeah. Next up, though, tough one. You got South Carolina State in Bragg. I'm sorry, Ken Riley Field at Bragg. That's the last scene of the beach out before the streak.
Why is that tough? Why is that tough? We are in Bragg, and they are bringing in a new coach and staff with new players, and they coming on the road. If I'm not mistaken, this is going to be their first game. We're going to have a game on our belt, and they coming in Bragg. We're not Miles College. We're the defending national champions. So,
well,
I know a certain person who really feels strong, and I respect Coach Berry and the staff he's put together, and absolutely, and Bulldogs Nation, they are blue blood. They know how to win. But not this year. Not in Bragg. So that's going to be another double-digit win, in my opinion.
I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued, but I don't disagree with much of what Kelvin said. But I am intrigued just because it is the debut of Coach Berry, who I think he is going to lay the foundation for what's going to be a bright future for South Carolina State. And not predicting them to win the MEAC this year, but in the next couple years, their time has come. It's coming. I'll say it like that.
I was gonna be messy and say, what parts do you not agree with? But we ain't gotta answer that, because I don't know if it's the double digit or the win part. But we gonna move on. and no disrespect to FAMU, these next two games, Miami and Troy, unless y'all gonna say otherwise, we can move forward.
Well, hold on. I'm gonna say something that is something to consider here. Mm-hmm. And I'm not looking at the Miami game, mm-hmm. but I think the Troy game is worth paying attention to from a couple of standpoints.
Okay.
Troy, and I was just looking at my Phil Steele magazine, right? Troy is coming in with a new coach.
Mm-hmm.
I believe a new quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Running back.
I mean, there's so many new pieces coming into Troy. I'm listening to people who handicap season win totals. They're saying play the under on Troy's season. You know, they're saying Troy, this is a total rebuild for Troy. So what that to me says is that's an opportunity for us to really play a closer game than maybe what the Vegas line might come out with early in the year. Very similar to when we played USF. Yep. USF was a bad team the year before. Didn't have a lot going on for it going into the game. We played a game that was very competitive. Yes, we made mistakes. Had we made fewer than half of those mistakes, who knows what that game looks like late in the fourth quarter. And we were still in the game going into the fourth quarter. And then you saw what they did the following week to Alabama. You're right. They frustrated the heck out of Alabama, who was a CFP 4 team. Probably could have gone to the national championship game. All that to say, Troy better be on upset alert. That's all I'm going to say. They better be paying attention when FAMU rolls the town. And I won't be surprised if we have a great crowd that goes to that game.
Oh, yeah.
A better crowd than what will go to the Miami game. I'll say that.
Yeah. And that's fair. That's fair. Like I said, I didn't want to presume, but I know
I'm not calling up. I'm not going to be so bold, not today, to call an upset. No.
Gotcha.
Now you hollered me on September 15th. I might be talking a little different story.
All right. Next up, Alabama A&M coming to Bragg.
Ooh wee! Connell Manning still gonna be the coach at that time, right?
Of course. Okay.
Check. He may not be after that game though.
Look, I know he's on the hot seat. I know the seat is hot. And
fired up, ready to go, fired up. on a serious tip, what I would say about that game, Alabama and A&M, along with Thune, are the two teams that worry me the most.
Really?
And the reason why I say that is because I believe they have the pieces. They got a nice back returning. They got a nice quarterback. And if he's got the quarterback situation figured out, they're going to put up points. And then something small that I think people overlook, they got a new defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. And I have great respect for that defensive coordinator that they brought in. So they worry me a little bit, but I got to see it first. But if all those things come into play and they are who I think they can be, the game will be closer. But if they the same old Maynard, we're going to blow them out the water. Either way, they're coming out with an L, though.
I don't disagree. Chalked it up as a win. Another home win. The streak continues.
All right. Next, you get out of your comfort zone. You start your road trip. You go to Alabama State. Their homecoming.
Wee. I'm gonna let Brian start this one. Cause I know Mama Body out there listening.
I won't give too much bulletin board material. So all I'll say is I'll be looking for the Body family tailgate. Mama Body, wherever the tailgate is, you know, hopefully we can get an invitation to come and partake. Let me know what we need to bring. You know, I won't come empty handed. But I'm looking forward to that game. That'll be fun. It's Alabama State's homecoming. I do know the last time we went there, great atmosphere. The 100 will be there. It was a close game, probably a closer game than it probably should have been. But give credit to Alabama State's defense. I mean, that was what you had, two very good defenses in that game. And when the offenses aren't playing at their best, and our offense was not their best, it all comes down to what? Which defense is on the field last? Which defense makes a play? And fortunately, our defense made some plays to push them out of field goal range that could have won the game for them. So that's what's on the line. That's what's on the line. So I'll just leave it at that.
They always play us tough, even last year in Bragg. So yeah. I expect the same thing. It's going to be a dogfight.
Yes.
But give it to the good guys.
All right. Y'all do have a bye week. And I forgot to mention, y'all have a bye week between Miami and Troy as well. But you got another bye week here. Then you take on Jackson State at the Vet.
Strategically placed bye weeks. Love it. Great job. This is what's, you know, when I get ready to set our season win totals, right? And I was kind of just doing some research here. This game, excluding the Miami and Troy game, this is the only game that we are predicted to win at a percentage rate of less than 75%. This game right here. This is predicted to be our closest game of the year by about a field goal. So let that speak volumes for what the analytics say about our schedule and our opponents, but also let it say something about this game. And you know, we're gonna have to play well to win this game. I think this is in all three phases. We're going to have to play well, Maybe our best game of the season, honestly.
Yeah, I would say this is the game that if we're going to lose a swag game, this is the game I'm pointing to. And I'm thinking about things like the environment in terms of the how the game is refereed, right? You know, I can see this game being a close one-score game. And that's how we lost last time we was there, the Hail Mary. Remember, they got an extra down, an extra play, because it was fourth down. And run out of something, and they put more time back on the. They put more time back on the clock, and then threw the Hail Mary and got it. So, I'm worried about things like that playing at Jackson. So, I'm predicting a win, but it's going to be close. I don't, you know, if we lose one, that's the one I predict we lose.
All right, next you get back home. You take on. Hold on, let me. This day, yeah, get back home and take on Southern.
At some point, Southern got to win against us. I mean, we done beat them since like 2002 or something like that. We done beat them close. We done blew them out. You know, we done beat them every which way. But we always find a way to win. So, and we probably have won, I would imagine, just off the top of my head. Out of the last 10 times we played, we probably won about 7 of 8 of them. So, it's in Bragg. Southern bring it, but bringing in a new coach. Blase, blase.
They're moving out of it.
Hey, let me add one more thing. They turned the lights off on us in third quarter last year. Well, all that blue and gold stuff got us fired up. Our guys remember that. They still talk about that when they come on our show.
They still
that's
do.
Like they, yeah. That's like their favorite game. So the guys get up for that game. Double-digit loss for Southern.
I was going to say they're starting to slip out of, you know, we have rivals. We have certain rivals, right? Rivalry games. The big HBCU game of the week. The big matchups. And we keep beating Southern the way we've been beating them. This one's going to kind of slide out of the way, even though this is one of our reserved rivals, right? So Southern can't get away from us. They got to play us every year. Yeah. They can't hide. We got to play it. We get to play them every year. So I know it's painful for them.
All right. Next up, you got Texas Southern at home.
Homecoming, double digits. Enough said.
Homecoming. That's all we're gonna say. Homecoming, Texas Southern. Who know? I mean, this could be ugly. This might be as ugly as them Prairie View games that we beat up on Prairie View. The two times they came to Bragg last year. Yeah, it might be like that for Texas Southern.
All right,
that. Texas Southern is the one team that Valley, I think, can beat as of today.
Now, Valley said they got 5 wins in them. I don't know what y'all talking about.
I remember you telling me that, but
how many D2 teams are Valley playing? They playing what's the school in Virginia? They playing Lynchburg 5 times? Who are they playing? I thought you could only play him one time. I thought you could only play somebody one time.
Oh, man. Next up, y'all got Prairie View at Prairie View.
From a historical perspective, this is a big game. You know, there haven't – I mean, outside of last year, there have not been in the past 30, 40 years, there haven't been that many times that FAMU has traveled to Texas. So this is the second year in a row for FAMU to travel to Texas. I don't know if this is – I think this might have – is this Prairie View's homecoming game? Because I thought it might have been, and then they changed it, which was a smart move, by the way. But in a sad way, if they did move it, and it's not their homecoming, that just guarantees there's going to be more Rattlers in the stand than Prairie View fans. That's all that means. So I don't know. You know, I don't know. Do y'all know when the home – I mean, we got PV versus everybody. Is that the homecoming weekend for Prairie View?
No, it's not.
No? Oh, well.
That ain't what they want. They don't want to be like Mission College.
No, that's good. So that means so that means they're gonna be more Rattlers in that stadium than PV fans.
They said it wasn't moved. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. So that was just talk, man, I had heard out there. Okay, well, good. Smart move all the way around. You know, it'll be fun. We haven't been fam, you hadn't been to Texas in decades. We're looking forward to previewing the facilities. We hear they got nice facilities in Prairie View. So yeah, it'll be good to kind of see what their stadium looks like with a lot of orange and green in the stands.
The PV said they weren't gonna make it homecoming, they was gonna get two sellouts this year. They ain't stupid.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's smart. I mean, we gonna come put 15 in the, and we gonna come put 10. You know, can they handle five?
Can they handle especially, five? Hey, especially if the 100 coming, which
y'all gonna be late. Quit talking about the 100. They gonna be late.
Well, look, there is a historical reason for the 100 to come to Prairie View. So you know, I wouldn't be surprised if the 100 came to Prairie View.
Hey, I'm going to say this. Last year's last year, right?
Right.
But even when Prairie View was supposed to be, I'm like Angel Reese. Can't see her. Can't see us.
Look, it's sad that FAMU isn't a sellout type of game. That says something about the Prairie View fans. If we not a sellout type game for Prairie View, that's
a rematch of the flag championship. It should be a sellout.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying.
PV
versus everybody said it ain't gonna sell out. Well, I mean, we'll take care of the tickets. Don't worry, we got a lot of Rattlers in Texas. Who hadn't seen FAMU in a long time. I mean, we had a good crowd when we came to Houston. So, you know, don't worry. We'll take care of your Prairie View. We'll help out the gate.
All right. Almost there. You got Valley at home.
Keep it moving.
Valley was saying it's possible. If they play Valley brand of football, Valley can win.
Does that brand of football travel? Because I haven't seen it.
In Valley, I agree with you. Valley is tough to play in Valley.
Yes.
No,
yes.
I give them the utmost respect. When you play them there, man, yeah, you driving through all them cotton fields, man, trying to get there, man. And you know, you get there on game day, and it's not like the rest of the swag venues in terms of attendance and pageantry. And then now they got new turf. Now they do have new turf, so they lose that new advantage.
Scoreboard too, yeah.
Because they had the worst new logo.
They had
the worst field ever. But in Valley, yes, they're a tough team. But in Bragg, they're another team, another victim.
FAMU by 40.
Last game, you got the Florida Classic. Last regular season game, I'll say that because the way y'all talking. Go ahead. But it's a Florida Classic.
I think this is going to be a close one, fellas. Bethune, they improve.
Shout out to Coach Woody.
Yeah.
Major shout out to Coach Woody.
Yeah, and he's kind of kept his staff in place. He's added pieces. And, you know, they played a lot of teams close last year. They just didn't have to have the depth and the continuity for an entire season to pull out those close games. So I expect this one to be like a fierce battle. But we know how to win those games. And the SWAT championship will be on the line, or a playoff berth will be on the line, one or the other for FAMU. and they'll be in the way. So they take an L.
We're still paying them back for the decade of 9 wins. So we've only got a third of the payback complete. So here we start. We start the second trilogy begins this year. Mm.
All right, fellas. If my math correct, Ant, you can help me out. I got 10-2.
Yep.
Sounds about right.
And 11-1 possibly.
Yeah.
No, well.
10 and a possible. 9 and a possible. They, is probably my sweet
spot is 9 wins for us this year. I think eight wins is the floor. 10 is the ceiling. I'm picking 9.
All right. Ms. Bide asks, Pooh, real question. Did any one team consistently beat others by 40?
We beat Paraview by 30-something both times.
Twice. Twice.
And that's calling off the horses, and we ain't really played nobody in the third and fourth quarters.
And that's with one of those was with a with two stoppages, two delays, right? Bad yeah. weather. The only thing that could stop us that day was the weather. God, that was it.
All right.
I know y'all are like these boys. This is what's gonna make media day so fun, man. Everybody in the swag, keep picking against us. Pick against us, please.
Yeah. So the football portion is over. We could talk some of the other stuff a little bit. I know y'all addressed it. The basketball situation. Y'all addressed it. The numbers and the way y'all put it out there. I encourage everybody if you can go back and watch the show. The way y'all addressed the numbers was genius because it actually broke it down. It looks bad if you just look at a total number, but if you explain how though you got to those numbers, it's not like as bad a situation. Do you either one of you guys want to care to, you know, saying briefly explain that or summarize that?
Brian,
or even that station. Yeah.
Well, I think there were not, I think people got caught up in, you know, information that was put out there that coach had dismissed or cut 16 players. Now, there were 19 players that were part of the roster. Now, first off, think about that, okay? 19 players. That's a lot of. You only got 13 scholarships. That's a lot of walk-ons, yeah. Okay? And the team was 6-23. But anyway, we're not going to go there. But there's a lot of people on that roster, 19 guys. It really was 18 by the end of the season because one had left. So, but anyway, of the 18, you know, when you have a new coach that comes into any program, usually what happens when the old coach leaves, guys start jumping in the portal. At least that's what we've seen the trend happen over these last few years, right? Especially as the portal has gotten hot. Heck, you can still have a coach and guys are jumping in the portal these days, right? Because mm-hmm. Nobody's ever satisfied. Everybody's looking for something bigger and better. But when you have a coach that is leaving, guys naturally start looking for other opportunities. So when it was announced that the previous coach was not going to be brought back, well, within a week, 6 guys had already jumped into the portal. Yeah. Well, we all know that once you jump in the portal, you kind of have said that I don't necessarily want to be here. And the only way you come back is if the new coach decides to, re-recruit you and bring you back. But even half of those 6 had found opportunities at other schools. Okay. So already of 18 minus 6, we're down to 12. Well, when the new coach came along a month later, you know, he had kind of watched the film, looked at guys. He offered 4 guys opportunities to come back. You know, one of them was actually injured. So he wanted that young man to still have an opportunity, still have a scholarship, which is pretty admirable. That's pretty cool. Some coaches might have been like, you know, hey, I got to move on. But, you know, he said, I want to honor this young man who is a, you know, had an ACL injury. And so he's on scholarship. And he's got three active guys who I like. I mean, personally, the three guys that he brought back from last year, I think they fit well with what the new coach wants. So, you know, now we're at, do the math, that's what, 6 + 4? We're at 10, right? 10. You had two more players who decided once the new coach was named that they put themselves in the portal. So subtract two more. Now all that's left are walk-ons, and there might have been one scholarship player who was still kind of figuring out what he wanted to do, okay? But the coach had come in and said, you know, to the walk-ons, well, the walk-ons, you guys will have an opportunity when the fall comes around to try out again. And, you know, if there's an opportunity here, we'll go from there. We've also got three guys. Oh, I forgot about one guy off that 19 who actually had no more eligibility. So subtract him off. Yeah. So what we're really talking about is five guys, five players. Four of them are walk-ons. So the numbers and the facts matter. It should matter to the decision makers. And we did, our athletic director did try to impress upon the board of trustees, who going into Monday's meeting really was supposed to be just a formality of approving a contract that had been signed 2 months earlier. That happens with all of the contracts in the state of Florida. You know, the athletic, the new coaches have to have their contract presented to the board. The board may ask
if it's more than 1 year.
If it's more than 1 year, right? Yes. Thank you. And so the formality of that is really not supposed to take up a lot of time, but because of things, you know, letters, personal issues, a lot of the stuff we talked about, it became more than really what it should have been. And so, you know, most new coaches don't have to go through what our coach had to go through. And so that's where we're at. And right now, we don't know whether the president, who has the ability and right to offer a 1 year contract, will do that. But it also, you know, here's a coach who has a 3 year deal that's just sitting there waiting. But also, he has 10 players who he's practicing with. They've been practicing all week. They've been working out all week because the start of the session, summer school started Monday. Most programs around the country started working back out.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch!
Quick, the zip line!
He's getting away!
Throw our last crunch berry!
No!
No one steals my crunch berries!
I think you mean my crunch berries? Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch!
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Summer workout started Monday. We've got 10 young men on campus. We got a coach. We need to go ahead and finalize his contract, but that's in the air right now until August. So I hope I've surmised that as best as possible or clarified it to anybody who hadn't read or heard the show and just heard the headlines out there.
Yeah. And I appreciate that. I know a lot of times people say it all the time, a lie be halfway around the world for a truth put on his pants. So, you know, just wanted to at least give y'all opportunity here to, you know, express and, you know, kind of what.
And let me say this. Let me say this. When it was, I want to be fair to the letter that was written by a parent. First off, it was written by someone who has a concern for, and I get it. I coach, Kelvin and I have both coached. We understand that the parent's first job is to protect and look out for the best interests of their son or daughter. So I get that, you know. And I don't think anything that was said regarding the numbers and how it was said, I don't think it was done to kind of shade the opinions a certain way. But if you don't fully understand that scholarships are not four-year deals, that they are one-year deals, if you don't understand how the college athletic landscape works in terms of contracts, new coaches coming in, while there's an existing coach's contract still on the books, if you don't, all that stuff you don't really understand, but all you understand is there's somebody new that's coming in and my son has been told that he's not going to be a part of the team this summer and he'll have to try out again in the fall. That's not uncommon. Not uncommon. So I don't want anyone to think that, you know, hey, anything was written and said to kind of shade or shade the public opinion in one way. I mean, it was brought up to express a concern. The bad part was certain trustees, when given the information, because they were given the information on that day, didn't absorb that information, in my opinion, the way it should have been absorbed.
And I'll just add, and I'm probably a little bit more away from it than Brian is. So the angle I take is, it's really not about the coach. It's about the person who selected the coach. That is a bad relationship. There's been a series of missteps. So the reality is, they don't trust what. That's it. Ain't that they didn't absorb it? They want to fact check because of a number of things that have in the past, and that's unfortunate for the coach and the kids and the program. But that's what it is.
Yeah. So that's where we are. We are the cream that goes into everybody's HBCU coffee. We keep y'all talking. That's what we do.
All right. I know we're getting close to the end. I want to thank y'all. We almost didn't have a show. We know the board barely approved for y'all to come on here to talk with us tonight. So but I always enjoy having y'all on there. Appreciate y'all being a good sport. You know, we always joke and, you know, saying mess with you guys. For, you know, and you got anything else before we get ready to close out?
Nah, just appreciate y'all fellas for coming on, man, and do it again during the season.
Yes, sir. Before we go, y'all know how we do. Let y'all get to, you know, saying 15 seconds of fame. So let y'all appreciate y'all. And Mr. Kevin, tell the people where they find you. Any information you want to put out there?
Yeah, you know, you can see me at Rose Kevin KBR on Twitter, and I just put my name in. You can find me on Instagram and the rest of the social media platforms also. The only thing I really have to say, man, is I'm a lover and supporter of all HBCUs, and I want us all to be the best versions of ourselves. And I'm an athletics guy first, so I'm looking forward to all of us stepping up. I have some suggestions for the commissioner I hope to share with when we get up there at Met Sweat Media Days about some things, you know, to take the conference to the next level. And lastly but not least, we're still the 2023 HBCU National Champions until otherwise defeated on the field. So there it is. We don't lie. Them other people been lying. We telling you the truth.
We gonna find out. Mr. Brian, Coach B.
Hey, I love this, what you guys are doing. I love you guys getting all these the different folks who have a vested interest in these universities to kind of give folks a firsthand a good perspective of what the upcoming year is going to be. Make sure to take, you know, obviously you can find the ONG Strike Zone every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central on the Black College Sports Network at ONG Strike Zone, Instagram, Facebook, X, and YouTube. Go back and check out all of our shows, our interviews with various coaches and players. We appreciate you watching. And I look forward to seeing you two at SWAC Media Day. I will be there. Kelvin will be there. Black College Sports Network will be there. So we're looking forward to being there and seeing you guys on July 16th in Birmingham.
Thank you, gentlemen. And we will be back on Monday. Who we got Monday? Graham Bethune-Cookman will be coming through on Monday. Good. So we'll definitely be. And then we'll take some time off for 4th of July, and then we'll come back the following Monday. I got to reach out and confirm. Southern was going to get UAPB, but I don't think we can. It's hard to find people for them. And Jackson State, though. But we have I meant that seriously. Y'all so petty. Listen, that was
it is what
sure,
it is.
Sure you did.
But we should have Southern Jackson State, and then we'll finish off on the 11th with the Texas two-step Prairie View and Texas A&M. Texas Southern, and then we'll do the preseason prediction show on the 15th. So we're the day before SWAT Media Day. So looking forward to it. Hope everybody tunes in. Appreciate everybody for coming through. We'll be back next week, and like that, we at.
This show was presented by BetOnline.ag.
Bring me my money.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.